Blog Talk Radio.
Producer, welcome to here on radio.com. Tonight's topic is about men gossip. Yes, men do gossip. Women say that men secret. Are you one of those men that like gossip? Well, one of my email friends told me that no, most men may say general things about their partner, like after they have sex with them or whatever, but most men will avoid anything personal or intimate details about their partner. More than likely, they talk about something that she did to make them angry, and then only to someone close. Now, I don't know about you, but I know a guy who got very angry when they found out that their partner told personal details to their girlfriends, okay? So some men know only the personal friends, but I beg about four guys live off of gossip, and one of them is a blogger. He cannot order. Now, male friends have said that most guys that do gossip are gay. I don't like to generalize people like that, but I do know that the three men that do tell me a lot tend to be bisexual. Thing that most bisexual or gay men do, or is it just that some men feel so comfortable with you that they just want to tell you what's going on? What do you think? Give me a call, 347-989-0761. Sometimes out of pure boredom, men tend to talk. Now, can this be that there are some qualities that men and women share? Have you noticed lately that men are getting more and more involved with childish, idle chit-chat? Does this ink irk your last nerve, or do you see this as a way to keep the sexes communicating? Call me now,
347-989-0761. Right back. Feel you in my bed, near me. Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart inside of your head. Sometimes leaving is easy. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away.
As long as we just stay.
we just had a bit of technical difficulty, and hopefully you didn't miss any of the conversation that we just recently had. But we're going to talk about why men gossip. Let's say you've just heard a really juicy rumor about someone you know. It may not be true, but it's too good to keep to yourself. Your first instinct is to hop online and instant message it to all your friends. Now, we've all had that kind of urge, but why? Why do you gossip? Men do it to feel superior. Did you ever hear this before? Men feel that they have to have one up on everything. And they sometimes think they'll feel better if there was someone worse off than they are. Yes, it's like it's okay being near the bottom as long as they're not actually on the bottom. The easiest way for them to make sure someone else is on the bottom is to make up a rumor that puts him or her there. Now, some men gossip to feel like they're part of a group. Now, if everybody else is gossiping or spreading rumors, you might feel you have to do the same thing in order to fit in. Let's see, you on the job. You work with a lot of females. And you may want to get with one of the women, but you don't actually fit to the climate of the group. Start spreading rumors in order for you to fit in. Because when you're in on the secret, you're in the group. Unfortunately, the person who the gossip or rumor is about is usually left out of the group for the same reason, that you're let into it. Sometimes men do it for attention. When you know a secret that nobody else knows or are the first person in your group to hear a rumor, it can make you the center of attention. A rumor or place of gossip is sometimes like money. Telling it to people is like buying their attention. It's only for a minute. You might even save up a really scandalous rumor, waiting for the right moment to blab so you can get the maximum amount of attention. Some men do it for control or power. Yes, certain men always want to be in control and at the top of the ladder. You probably know at least one person who needs to be the leader, say what goes, and make all the decisions. And when people are at the top of the popularity scale or are determined to climb higher, one way they do this is by reducing the status of another person. Check out the people around you, at your job, in your social circle. Spreading rumors and gossip is one of the main ways people reduce another person's status, especially among people that are trying to reach the same level. It's like one caveman beating up on another caveman for control of the tribe, only it's done with cruel whispers and petty remarks instead of fists. Now, some men gossip out of jealousy or need for revenge. If you're jealous of someone's looks, popularity, or money, you might gossip about that person in order to hurt him or her. If you feel that someone's done something bad to you or deserve to be hurt, making up a rumor might satisfy your sense of justice. And I'm not saying that that's right, but some people do that. And as I said earlier, some men do it out of boredom. Did you know that in many studies, this was the number one reason why young people say they spread rumors? Sometimes a period where everyone is happy and getting along just seems kind of dull. Spreading juicy dish might shake things up a bit or get two people to start a fight, and that would make life a little more exciting. All those tabloid newspapers and TV shows full of celebrity gossip are pure proof that rumors are a popular form of entertainment. Now, if you think that rumors and gossiping to hurt another person's feelings is a form of insecurity, give me a call, 347-989-0973. 0760. We're on only until 7 o'clock today because I am a bit tired. Oh, let me tell you about my trip yesterday to the Broadway area in Manhattan. You know, darling, I just love the Broadway shows and plays. So me and a colleague went down to the Court Theater where, of course, you know, as press, I get invited to so many different things. And so the Stick Fly press agents met us there. Of course, they got there an hour and a half too early at the Court Theater. It's at 138 West 48th Street, Stick Fly. And it is executive produced by Alicia Keys, recording artist. And it stars the fine Mekhi Phifer and a few other luminary actors. But let me tell you, this play is really going to go places. I mean, the tempo was great, the acting was great, the music in between each scenes were hot and upbeat. All of the actors did extremely well, and I really, really think this play is going to do wonderful. So please support Stick Fly. You know, it is Lydia Diamond's first attempt at being on Broadway. She's a playwright, and I hope to have her on in the show later on throughout the next couple of months. I'm quite sure she's very busy right now, and I will be showing segments of our adventure at the Court Theater or near the Court Theater on Celebrity Showcase TV, which airs every Wednesday at 6:30 on Channel 56. On RCN Cable, Channel 83, on Fios 34, and on the Internet simultaneously every Wednesday between 6:30 and 7 at www.mnn.org on the Lifestyle Channel 2. So, as you know, we prove time and time again that gossiping is never a good form of entertainment. It hurts. It doesn't help. And we really don't appreciate it when men gossip. It is so childish to spread gossip, and it is so hurtful to the parties, especially if the party is not there to protect their personal selves. I mean, who wants to be the blunt of someone's gossip? So don't be so evil to people. It's not cool. It's not hot. Unless you're Perez Hilton and you have a blog and you're making money and you have actual proof, but if it's gossip and if it's rumors, if it's not true, it is such a horrible way to make a living. Don't be evil. We'll be back.
Thank you. like the world is right here in this one room with us.
Well, we've come to the end of our show. I'm Darlene Lewis. I want to thank you for tuning in this week of Hear No Evil here on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to us every Thursday at 6:30 to 7:30, but tonight we're ending at 7 o'clock. Until next week, stay strong.